This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Currently on the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Lockenfor. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Jason, thanks a lot for coming on today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
No, happy to have you. Let's start with this. What is the latest on Jaguars corner, Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah, I mean, look, he has obviously reached an impasse with the team there in terms of his future. They have never really seemed inclined to make him the highest paid corner in the game because of the various disciplinary issues with him and some of his clashes with authority figures in the organization. And he's made it pretty clear that that's who he thinks he is, or at least the range of compensation he should be in once he gets through this year. Other GMs I spoke to at this time last week were telling me that dude's going to be moved before the deadline because it's a little worse there than people know. And other teams were doing their homework and felt like this Jaguars team was going to have to, kind of like what the Giants have just bit the bullet on. You know, at some point they're going to realize that, like, the way they've been kind of trying to string it together isn't going to work, and they're going to have to get younger and go in a different direction. And Jalen Ramsey would be the perfect piece to kick that retooling off, because if Laremy Tunsil's worth two ones and a two, this cat's got to be worth, you know what I mean? So they're going to be able to get a nice package for Jalen Ramsey. Now, you know, you could say Tunsil didn't get paid and they got all that for Tunsil, and this guy's a better player than Tunsil. But, you know, some of the attitudinal concerns with Ramsey, you know, he's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but the tape is obviously elite. And any given Sunday, you could make the argument that he's the best corner in football. I don't know that you could make it every single Sunday, but that young, that much talent, playing a premium position, a lot of people are going to be interested, and a lot of time between now and the deadline to hash it out.
Jason, what kind of market is forming in your mind for Jalen Ramsey? Because all the things you were saying is true, and there's a lot of different reports out here, so I'm not asking you to speak directly on any individual report, but there doesn't appear to be a lot of teams that are interested in paying what Jacksonville wants for Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know that they're going to get that. I do think at the end of the day, they can get a one, they could get a two or three, and they could get a player, you know, a young, cheap player with upside. A recent draft pick from a team who that other team has paid the signing bonus already, you know, kind of like a Minka Fitzpatrick situation. So I do think they're going to get a lot. Are they going to be able to get two twos in week three? I don't know. It's a league of attrition, unfortunately, and teams, especially contending teams and teams who feel like they have a finite window of time to win with an older quarterback, or maybe before they have to really start paying their quarterback, you know, they're going to continue to take the Jags' temperature. And people are also waiting to see how he handles this, you know? Like, it's all out there now. I mean, the business was really on the street anyway in terms of people in other front offices, but it spilled over on the sidelines again last week. You know, how sort of emotional is he, you know? And can he tone it down a little bit to help facilitate his own exodus from there? So people are watching that as well. So, I mean, I think some people are looking at this like the Minka Fitzpatrick situation, and it's not. Like, you know, he's cheap. He can't get paid for two more years than even if you wanted to. And Miami's having a full-scale teardown, and he's the last guy out the building, and they wanted to get it done in 48 to 72 hours, and they did. You know, the Jags, that doesn't have to be the case for this guy. And they also know leverage, you know, and the market could change from week to week because of injuries. So we'll see. I don't get the sense that anything's imminent, but I do think eventually there'll be enough on the table for them to make this move.
So what do? They play on Thursday. I hear what you're saying. It looks like maybe they can make a move tomorrow in the next couple of days. Maybe it could be the next couple of weeks. With that assumption, I guess that means he plays on Thursday?
I expect him to. I mean, Fitzpatrick played over the weekend. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he played Sunday, and I believe he actually took more snaps in that game than he did week one when he only played about 61% of the snaps for the Dolphins. So, yes, there is that injury risk. But, I mean, if you're the Jags, too, like, I mean, if he does suffer some sort of minor injury, like, you could always trade him after the season. You know what I mean? Like, you still got him for another year and then the fifth-year option. You know, so, I mean, obviously, barring catastrophic injury, you're controlling this player. You could actually say we got him for three more years, right? Those years plus a franchise year. So I don't think the injury risk is huge in their mind right now. It's more about waiting it out to get what they think will be the ultimate value for him. And again, I think there will be enough on the table that it does get done before the deadline. But it wouldn't have to. It could be an off. You know, it could be a trade at the combine or something like that as well.
Jason, I'm kind of in a bubble here in Kansas City with all these Chiefs fans, so just kind of want the outsider's perspective. The Chiefs obviously need some help in the secondary. They need a cornerback, but do they need Jalen Ramsey to win a Super Bowl?
I think if you had Jalen Ramsey on that roster, and let's say whatever, let's say maybe they even trade, you know, a lesser starter, maybe even a defensive back or another corner as part of the deal. Boy, I'd really fancy their chances. I mean, this guy is a playmaker. I think it would put him over the top. I got to be honest with you. And there's a lot of other GMs in the league who think it would put him over the top. And there's a lot of GMs I talked to, three of them, GMs or personnel directors, who all immediately pointed to the Chiefs because of how deep they were in on Fitzpatrick, because of the constitution of that roster, and with corner being I mean, it's not the strong suit, right? We can all agree with that. Because they've been willing to bring in guys who maybe have a little baggage or, you know, are a little high maintenance or what have you. In some cases, it goes way beyond that. But, you know, they've been willing to kind of deal with that kind of stuff because they've been an aggressive organization and because, you know, they've got this year before the quarterback starts making crazy money. Now, the problem would be paying this guy, I guess, but we'll see. You know, the difference was Fitzpatrick, again, you couldn't pay him now if you wanted to. This guy is going to want some new money in his pocket, if not immediately, then certainly by, you know, February or March and the start of the next league year. So we'll see. But there's a sense in the industry that the Eagles, the Seahawks, those are the teams other teams are talking about the most in regards to Jalen Ramsey.
Right now, we're talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Lockenfour. As always, Insider Cars are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Jason, you bring up Minka Fitzpatrick, and you say that the Chiefs were deep in Minka Fitzpatrick. What can you tell us about Kansas City and Brett Veach's pursuit of Minka Fitzpatrick?
I mean, they were one of the final teams in it. Ultimately, Pittsburgh's package was deemed to be better from the Dolphins' perspective, but there was no lack of effort on the Chiefs' part. They were one of the first teams in, I'm told, and they were one of the last teams out.
Jason, so right now we've seen Minka Fitzpatrick be available. We've seen Jalen Ramsey be available. If you had to guess, who's next in your mind at that position?
In terms of defensive backs, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're making me sort of look through a crystal ball, I would say, so let's say the Jags are able to get what they want for Jalen Ramsey in the next 3 to 5 weeks. You're stuck with Foles for another year next year. Maybe you could peddle him for pennies on the dollar in the offseason if he eats some of the contract. But let's be real. They would be in a retooling stage. So to me, I would say, why would you not trade Calais Campbell? You know, I mean, is he really going to be – I mean, he's beat the five father time to this point, you know, like, you know, very few have. But, like, is he really going to be there in 2 years, you know what I mean, when you're ready to turn the corner? I know other teams are waiting to see, you know, this Ramsey thing. And even the fact that they're considering it to the way that they are. If they are the team that other teams think they'll be, which means not contending by a country mile, and a coach in peril and Coughlin having to decide his future, and does he really want to stay on for what could be a longer rebuild, and maybe Gardner Minshew's part of the future, and maybe he's not, then the guys on that team over the age of 30 who still have something in the tank, teams will be – they'll have a – I mean, and why not, right? I mean, if you're trading Jalen Ramsey and you're looking at Nick Foles and Gardner Minshew and your next quarterback maybe being playing in college somewhere right now, Why would you? And you've already got Oakland right loaded up in an arms race and Miami loaded up in an arms race. Why would you be holding on to 31, 32, 33-year-old football players?
Jason, two players that we get asked a lot about that I'm happy we have a national reporter on, Xavien Howard for the Dolphins and Patrick Peterson for the Arizona Cardinals. Number one, now with the fire sale that we see from the Dolphins, do you think Xavien Howard's going to be available? And why do you think Arizona is just so reluctant to trade Patrick Peterson?
I think the Dolphins have identified Xavien Howard as a part of the future. They just paid him in May. I know that the finality of Minka Fitzpatrick being dealt struck him, and I saw what he, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air thing he tweeted out with the empty house and all that. But they just gave him $30 million guaranteed, and there are people who've been straight up with me through that whole process are adamant with me that Fitzpatrick's the last real ball player out the door. So I'm gonna take them at their word. I don't know about Xavien Howard being moved. Patrick Peterson? It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me, especially with, they really kind of wanted him to be the face of the franchise, and he's been their team leader, and he asked for a trade multiple times last year, and they didn't do it, and ultimately Steve Wilks said, hey, man, can you stay here and help me try to, keep my job? And he said, yeah, and then Wilks got fired. Anyway, they're playing pretty good ball without him. The defense last week against Baltimore was surprisingly good. And they could use some better skill players and a little bit more draft capital. But the problem there is the suspension. There's not a whole lot of time between that and the trade deadline. So we'll see, but wouldn't shock me.
Jason Lockenfora, last question here. What timetable would you say it is to expect a trade to happen involving Jalen Ramsey? Minka Fitzpatrick deal happened very quickly, took 72, 96 hours.
I don't know that I would, I don't think it happens before Thursday's game. And then there'll be a real sweet spot for them for, 9-10 days before they play again. Would not shock me if it happened before week four, but it really will depend on the market and how steadfast they are. Are there any more behind-the-scenes blow-ups between him and, Marone? Again, I don't believe he's there after the trade deadline, but if they feel like, that deadline spur action and 4 weeks from now there might be more on the table, then that's a determination they're going to have to make. But I couldn't tell you an exact timetable. And the other thing, too, here is the contract. Fitzpatrick is just a straight-up football trade. The signability and what this kid's expectations are and structure of a contract, that makes this a trickier situation as well.
And that was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora. All insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Jason, thanks a lot for coming on today.
My pleasure. Have a good one, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.